Kaya Biz with Kukuletu Mfupi from 6 to 7 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Alan Gray helping you secure your future. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. Afropolitans, we've come to that exciting part of the day where we speak to a representative of Alan Gray to give us some insight into important conversations that we know we need to be mindful of. And this time around, we keep to the theme of tax, Afropolitans. The final month of the tax year is upon us, prompting us to review our finances ahead of filing our returns later this year. Now, do bear in mind that I did allude to the fact that there's a deadline that has been extended. That's primarily for provisional taxpayers. If you are someone who earns their income from other sources other than a salary, the deadline has been extended till the 15th. But for the rest of us who are just trying to balance out our books, do make sure that you are quite cognizant of the various tools and things to be aware of in terms of calculating your tax liability and your tax bill for the end of the year. But someone who's going to hold our hands and guide us through this theme is Carrie Norden, tax manager at Alan Gray, joins us to help us understand what to plan for. Carrie, welcome to Kind Biz.
Hello, thanks for having me on the show.
Fantastic to speak to you, even though it's a very uncomfortable topic, right? I was telling my colleague Pamandla about tax on cryptocurrencies earlier on, and he just cringed because I think it's just one of those grudge payments that one certainly needs to make. But of course, as compliant citizens, it's important that we comply with our taxes, I believe.
Yeah, no, definitely. I know even myself, like, you know, it's never fun to have to pay in money to SARS, but it's just one of those things that you have to do to stay compliant.
Mm, very important. Carrie, I'm keen for you to help us understand why it is that we need to understand our total tax liability for the year, specifically if we do have multiple sources of income, and maybe take us through an understanding of provisional taxpayers as well as the various other segments that some might fall into.
Yeah, so South African taxpayers pay tax on their total income. So that's their local and their worldwide taxable income. So that's added together to determine their overall tax liability for the tax year. So if you are someone who is earning annuity income, for example, and you have different sources of income, so that may be like living annuities from different providers, or if you have other sources of income like salary, rental, interest income, that all gets added together to determine your overall tax liability. So you may be surprised when you file your tax return that you actually owe money to SARS and that you didn't expect. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's important to be aware of your multiple income sources to help you proactively manage your affairs and before filing, so you can avoid an unexpected cash flow burden or tax debt.
Before we talk about the tax debt, I'm hoping that there might be some tools or ways for us to actually manage multiple income streams, just to make sure that we fully understand what it is that we need to disclose to SARS.
Yes, so I think the important thing is to be aware of your multiple income sources. So for example, if you earn a salary for an employer and you earn annuity income, you need to be aware of what you're earning so that you can add those together and then estimate what your overall tax liability may be. So that for me is the most important tool, just being aware of your overall situation so that you can kind of plan for it.
Mm. Makes a lot of sense. Be aware of your situation, and that also speaks to the fact that if you are aware, then you'll be able to understand how you might end up with an unexpected tax bill. But what happens in that case where perhaps you find out that you actually end up with an unexpected tax bill and clearly have to make some adjustments to the payments that you make to SARS?
Yeah, so what we're trying to encourage now with this like education drive is to assist taxpayers in proactively planning so that they can avoid that situation. So what I would say is if you know that you're earning income from multiple sources, that even if you just have a salary and you have a living annuity, or if you have a salary and you're earning rental income, to be aware of that overall situation, because what SARS actually allows you to do, because they're aware that taxpayers can potentially struggle to have that cash flow when they need to pay tax in on assessment. So what they allow is that you can work out what your overall tax liability will be for the year, and then you can make additional voluntary payments during the year to kind of preempt that and avoid you having to pay in tax on assessment. So what you can do is you can then, once you have an idea of what your overall liability is, you can go to those sources that have to withhold pay-as-you-earn tax each month, for example, from your annuity payments or from your salary, and you can ask them to apply one appropriate tax rate, which we refer to as like a higher rate, taking those multiple sources into account so that you kind of manage those payments monthly rather than getting an expected bill on assessment.
Mm. Afropolitans, if you've just joined us, we're speaking to Carrie Norden. She's a tax manager at Allan Gray, giving us some details and insights as to how you, as a South African taxpayer who might earn multiple income streams, can make sure that you adequately able to calculate your tax bill at the end of the tax year. This has been very, very important information, as we all know that sometimes you might be tempted to try to understate your income to allow you to pay a slightly lower tax, and that can be done legally through avoidance, but not through evading tax at all. And Carrie's given us a walkthrough in terms of making sure that you record all your multiple sources of income, understand where they come from, so that you can adequately prepare in terms of calculating what your tax liability to SARS will likely be at the end of your tax year. Carrie, I'd like us to get a better understanding as well as to if there are other ways of actually making a deduction, and I understand payee is one of those options. Give us an overview and understanding firstly of what payee tax actually is and how one can arrange a voluntary payee deduction.
Yeah, so pay-as-you-earn tax is basically a tax that needs to be withheld from payments that's made by an employer. So an employer could be your true employer that's paying your salary, or it could also be your annuity provider, such as Allan Gray, like Living Annuity, that's paying you a monthly payment. So that is like a tax that's withheld, and that if you only have one source of income, for example, on assessment, the pay as you earn that's withheld each month may equal the pay as you earn that you owe on an assessment, and if you've had no other income sources, you may be square, and then you don't have to pay in any tax. But because your employer and annuity provider only kind of see that source of income that they are paying, they apply the tax rebate. They both apply the tax rebate, and that's actually only meant to be applied once on assessment. And your multiple income sources could also push you up into a higher tax bracket. So that's why if you will be the one who has sight of those multiple income sources, and then you can reach out to that employer and annuity provider and then ask them with a written instruction, a signed written instruction, to please apply a higher tax rate up front each month so that on assessment, you can kind of be square and that you don't have to pay anything in to take those multiple sources into account.
How would one actually calculate or determine that appropriate tax rate?
Yeah, so it's quite tricky, I must say. The starting point is to kind of look at what your income sources are and add that together, and then you apply that to the individual tax tables. And then you also have to be aware of your age so that you know which rebate you are entitled to, primary, secondary, tertiary, annual tax rebate. And then you can kind of work out a tax rate. There are some tools online that can help you where you can input your, like, the total income that you're earning and your age, and it will kind of spit out a liability, and then you can kind of work that back into what rate should be applied. But if you get stuck as well, because it can be quite complicated, we'd recommend that you chat to your financial advisor or a tax practitioner just to give you some guidance there.
Yep, always better to get someone like yourself who's actually studied this and understands the latest nuances and changes to it. Carrie, we really appreciate your time for today, and thank you so much for availing yourself. Afropolitans, that's Carrie Norden, tax manager at Allan Gray, who's joined us to give us a better understanding as to if you are a person who receives multiple sources and streams of income, to make sure that you are able to adequately calculate your tax bill and tax liability at the end of the year. The last thing you want to do is try to minimize certain things to pay a lower tax rate, and then find SARS coming back a few years later saying, oh, cuckoo, there's a little bit more that you need to cough up. So make sure that if you are struggling, you speak to a professional in order to assist you with calculating all these very technical but important themes, Afropolitans. Helping You Secure Your Future was brought to you by Ellen Gray. Ellen Gray is an authorized financial services provider.